obviously our topic this winter, this wonderful winter, is walking with God. And we first have looked at how God is trustworthy and reliable, and that we can walk with God without fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And tonight, we're going to look at Psalms and Proverbs regarding walking. And then next time, we're going to see how Jesus Christ walked. The ultimate example, huh? But tonight, Psalms and Proverbs and walking. And I was thinking how sometimes, you know, sometimes people have talked to me, and I'm sure you too, and said how it's difficult to teach. Sometimes they have trouble when they need to teach the word or share the word. And I always think it's not very hard because you got great material to work with. You don't have to come up with anything. We don't have to come up with anything. God says it all, and he's got it all. And when we just honestly look at his truth, it's so enlightening and so helpful and so delivering and so powerful. So with that in mind, we'll start in Psalm 1. Now, I haven't seen any place where it says walk with God in Psalms or Proverbs, but it talks about walking in integrity, walking with discretion and wisdom, walking according to the truth of God's word. So that's how we're looking at walking here. It's not specifically walking with God. It's as God words it in Psalms and Proverbs. And in Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. So we see the opposite of walking in the counsel of the ungodly is to delight in the law of the Lord, okay? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. As a believer, and this is Old Testament, I understand all that. I know you do too. Still holds true today. As we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, but we delight in the word of God, God makes us like tree planted by the river. What a beautiful picture. Like a tree planted by the river. Plenty of water to sustain that tree, right? That brings forth its fruit in its season. It's not all messed up. It doesn't bud at the wrong time. The fruit doesn't die fast. It brings forth its fruit in its season. The leaf doesn't fade or wither when it's not supposed to. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. There are always benefits to walking according to God's word. Always benefits. And here, one of the benefits or one of the promises or one of the blessings is that whatever he does, it'll prosper. That's magnanimous. That's big. Let's look at Psalm 15. First one. And this is David writing. And I guess it was last week, Daniel and I were at Joe Armstrong's fellowship, and he taught on Psalms. And what he did was he showed different Psalms, you know, Asaph and David wrote Psalms. And he showed different Psalms that David wrote. And took us back into Samuel to see what was actually going on in David's life at the time when he wrote the psalm. Very interesting. And David was constantly bombarded by people trying to be killed. It wasn't, you know, it was the people of Gath, it was Saul, it was Saul's army, it was his own kid. He really, I mean, it was bad news. And yet, David kept his eyes on the Father and he trusted God. And a lot of these psalms that we look at tonight were written by revelation by way of David. And right here in Psalm 15, he says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly. And as we go on, we'll see that walking uprightly is to walk according to the word of God. He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He that backbites not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor. So walking uprightly and behaving according to the truth of God's word, or making our actions, our thoughts, our words, our actions, walking uprightly, according to the truth of God's word, makes us dwell close to God. Well, we know in this administration, God dwells in us. no matter what, he dwells in us. In that administration, walking uprightly caused an individual to be able to dwell in the holy hill, the tabernacle, be close to God. We have an even greater advantage, right, in our administration with Christ in us, the hope of glory, God and Christ in us. But what a benefit to dwell with God. What a wonderful thing. Psalm 26. Verse 1. Wait till the deacon's here. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Walking in integrity, we see, is to walk according to the truth that the individual has taken in, understands of the word, according to what God has said. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. What a wonderful response to the loving kindness of God, to see the loving kindness of God, to walk in the truth, to walk in that integrity. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers. You know, God's word talks about eschewing evil, despising evil. His people should hate the congregation of evildoers. We should love the truth, the goodness of God, his wonderfulness, not the crap, and will not sit with the wicked. David refused to sit with the wicked, period. There were times when you look at his life that if he would have sat with the wicked, he might have had a little easier life, but it certainly wouldn't have been a godly life. And in the end, the results would not have been as God would have them to be, because whenever we compromise on the truth like that, no good thing follows. You know, it's always better to stand on the truth, always. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord. Just hugging the altar of God. He loved God. He loved God. He loved God's word and refused the evil. Sorry about the sniffing. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. David's integrity, which he was required of by the Lord to record for all people, for all time, till the Lord comes back, as long as there's a written word, was that David walked in his integrity. And that integrity was the truth of God's word. Redeem me and be merciful to me. As David walked in that integrity, and same thing for us, God redeems us, he delivers us, he rescues us out of what we need to be rescued out of, and he is merciful. He holds things back for us. My foot stands in an even place. He was settled, wasn't shaky, wasn't one foot up here, one foot down there. Wasn't half on the fence, half off the cliff, half on the cliff, half in the car, half out of the car. He was solid. His feet were in an even place because he stood in his integrity and God kept him in that even place. What a great benefit. My foot stands in an even place, in the congregations will I bless the Lord. Psalm 84. These are just beautiful sections about walking with God. That's 85. That's a good one too. But we'll go to 84. Oh, this is not comprehensive of all the walks, okay? What I did was I went through all the walkings in there, and there are a lot also, if you take the time to look at it, that show you the way not to walk, okay? I picked the ways to walk for this evening, just to look at those things. So I don't want you to think this is like comprehensive. It's nowhere near comprehensive, okay? 84, verse 8. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. And you know, Selah means consider this, okay? Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. David would have rather lived one day in the court of God than to live 1,000 days. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Does this still apply to us? Yes, yes. And God will give grace, that wonderful, wonderful divine favor towards us. And glory, glory means something that's weighted. It's a heavy deal. It has honor. It's something important. God does that for us. He gives grace and he gives that honor, and he will withhold no good thing as we walk uprightly. For chapter 119. Right in the very beginning. Here's a benefit. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Very simply, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do iniquity. They walk in his ways. It's not just a matter of knowing what it says. It's not just a matter of understanding that God would have us to walk according to his written word. And then, of course, if he gives us other information by way of the manifestations, the revelation manifestations, it's also a matter of doing it, acting on it. And it says it right here. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Has anything changed there in this administration? Are we still to keep his precepts diligently? Mm-hmm. Yes. Does he say it that way in the New Testament? No. Still there, though. That's still there. And the benefits abound. Blessed. What does blessed cover? Just a define blessed. It's like so big. Seriously big. Blessed is really big. Well, here it is again in Psalm 128. Look at this one. Blessed. Really, really, really big. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in his ways, God's ways, and the Lord's ways. Amen, sister. And look at these benefits. Not only blessed, but those people shall eat the labor of thine hands. How satisfying is that? That's very satisfying. Happy shalt thou be. Oh, we're going to be happy on top of it. And it shall be well with thee. What a promise. What a benefit. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shalt the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. You know, walking according to the ways of God causes great blessing, even to the point of a man's children being blessed, they're like olive trees. Now, in ancient Hebrew times, an olive tree was a sign of great prosperity and health. It was strength, and they were also prolific throughout the East. They grew everywhere. They were hardy, and that's what God says. The children of a believer, the believers will continue to be hardy and strong before God as that man, meaning the head of the household, including his wife, of course, walks in his ways. Great blessings. And they'll be well with them, and they'll be happy. Does that mean things don't come up? No. They come up. Nevertheless, we have the victory. We know what it is. So everyone that walks in his ways is blessed, shall eat the labor of his hands, be happy, they'll be well with them. And his wife will be fruitful, and his children will be like the olive tree. Great. It was so important. The olive trees were so important to them. It's kind of like our 7-Elevens or something. We got lots of convenience stores. So those are some things. Now we're going to skip to a little bit different thing in looking at a scripture in Psalm 56 that shows us that God helps his people to walk. Not only does, you know, when we think of how gracious God is, everything he's given us, from his written word to, of course, his son Jesus Christ, we just have such wonderful, wonderful things in our lives to be able to live well before the Father, to be able to walk. But it also, the scriptures show that he will help us to walk. And that's 56 verse 10. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. Remember, God and his word are trustworthy and reliable, right? Because the scriptures say that God is faithful and his word is faithful. And that means to be trustworthy and reliable. So we can count on it. The psalmist here says that he puts, it's David again, that he puts his trust in God. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. What a statement. Ooh, that's big. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. Does that mean you're not afraid of the Iranians bombing us? Or does that mean you're not afraid to speak to the word to somebody that's needing it? Or does it mean you're not afraid to go to work and be the Christian that you are, be the born-again believer that you are? Means a lot of stuff. I will not be afraid what man can do to me because my trust is in God and he is trustworthy. He is faithful. He is reliable. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Well, David was delivered from death quite a few times. And I believe that the scriptures say that God has rescued us out from the operative influences of darkness. He has rescued us from death. We were dead in trespasses and sin. He has rescued us out of death, just like he rescued David. Our death was really bad, too. It was really bad. Okay, David had a bad, but we were really out of bad. Just thought I'd put a little plug in for us. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling? Mm-hmm. If God can deliver us from death, can he deliver us from messing up? Can he help us? Sure. That I may walk before God in the light of the living. He helps us to walk. He's delivered us from death. Can he help us not to stumble, to fall? Sure. He can help us to walk. Wow. And he wants to. It's not like, all right, you can't get this right. I'll help you. No, 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 no. See, I'm like a little kid for the 50 millionth time trying to tie a shoe. You got to go somewhere. It's like, just tie this stinking shoe. No, 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 no. God has great patience, unlike me. Psalm 143.
143?
Yes, 143. And again, along those lines, God can cause us to know the way to walk. He can show us the way he would have us to walk. He can know the way. 143, 8, I think. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's 143, 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. What a great heart to have to the Father, to ask him. He is ready and willing to help us walk, to ask him to show us the way to walk. What does it matter what the situation is? You know, he can help us. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Again, we saw walking uprightly, walking in mind integrity. When we first started these women's fellowships, the first scripture we went over was Proverbs, I think it's 22:11 or 11:22. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman without discretion. You might as well take a good jewel and put it in a pig if you're going to be a woman that doesn't walk the word, basically. Yeah, might as well just do it. You might as just throw it all away. Okay. Well, here, you know, we see again to walk uprightly, to walk discreetly, to walk in integrity throughout Psalms and Proverbs. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off my enemies and destroy all of them. Afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. He can cause us to know the way to walk, what we need to do. Now we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 2. Verse 7. It's talking about God. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Those that walk as we walk according to the truth in our administration, walking with God, he's a shield for us. He fends off all that stuff that comes after us. You know, when you think about that, you can think about how God is able to keep us from falling. It just so protects us. Just wonderful. So, Proverbs 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. And this whole section is going to talk about wisdom and understanding and knowledge of God and how that helps us really to walk. And we looked at wisdom before. God uses the comparison of the whorish woman and wisdom. He compares wisdom as a woman and the whorish woman together. And it was to show, we've gone over this before, if any of you remember, that the whoring woman, the whorish woman, would be to whore after other gods, to not serve the one true God, as well as it's literal in Proverbs, the whorish woman, okay? And wisdom is God's woman. That's what God would have people to go after, that woman, and to be like that. So we see it in here. Happy, that's why it calls her she throughout. Happy is the man, verse 13, that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. For the merchandise is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. That's something. And all things that can be desired are not to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Remember that glory that we just saw? That glory, that weight, that honor that God gives to us as we walk uprightly? It comes with knowing the word and doing it. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. You see here from this section of scripture, God's showing us how to walk. There are many different ways to walk. He's saying with this wisdom and knowledge of him and his word, he's showing us the path of peace. He's showing us to walk on the path of peace with that. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retains her. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding he has established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Keep it. Takes a little work. Okay, it takes a lot of work sometimes. But we can still keep it. Then, as we do that, as we keep the knowledge and the wisdom of God's word, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. And look at these benefits as well. Our foot, we shall walk in our way safely. Our foot will not stumble. When we lie down, you will not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. You know, if half the world knew this promise of God and how to get it, there wouldn't be so many cranky people. Among other things. Proverbs 10, verse 9. He that walks uprightly, walks surely, or confidently, or trusting. Trusting what? God. He that walks uprightly walks confidently, but he that perverts his ways shall be known. And 13. Proverbs 13, verse 20. You know, okay, this is just like an ad. This is just me, okay? But when I go into the Word and I look at Psalms and just see how lovely and how beautifully and how God treats us in this, and then we go to Proverbs, which is wisdom, I always think of that big lady saying, get over here and sit down. And Proverbs says, darling, would you like to sit here? Let me take care of you. And this one's, get over here and sit down. You know, Proverbs is just like, bam, right there in your face. Psalms is very, very lovely. Proverbs is in your face, 13:20. He that walks with wise men shall be wise. Okay. Could it be any more simple? But it says he that walks with the wise, really. He that walks with the wise. Who is wise? God. And his people that stand on his word as well. You can leave men in there, but he that walks with wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 14:2. He that walks in his uprightness respects the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despises him. So the upright, to walk uprightly, walk according to the truth, you, the individual will reverence God. Proverbs 20. Verse 7. The just man walks in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. There you have it. We read that in Psalms too. This is a little more succinct way of stating it, but still true. Proverbs 15, verse 21. We'll go back. Verse 21. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walks uprightly. Proverbs 28, verse 6. Better is the poor that walks in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Verse 18, same chapter. Whoso walks uprightly shall be saved or preserved or rescued. Whoso walks uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. See, walking uprightly, God keeps us from stumbling. Not only did he deliver us from death, but he keeps us from stumbling, from falling. Here it is again. And verse 26. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walks wisely, he shall be delivered. How do we walk wisely? According to God's word. Very simple. And, okay, well, let's go to Proverbs chapter 2. Back to Proverbs 2. We're going to see this kind of everything we just read in Proverbs kind of put together in chapter 2. I know we read verse 7 out of here before, but we're going to read part of it. And remember, Proverbs is wisdom written to young people. Old people are allowed to have wisdom, too. I thought I'd throw that in there. Okay, my son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Remember, he that walks with the wise is wise. And apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, remember, it's more to be desired than rubies. It's a precious treasure, this wisdom and understanding of God. Then shalt thou understand the respect of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Can he help us to walk? Yes. Can he show us the way to walk? Yes. Does he want to? Yes. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield. He's the one that protects us. To them that walk uprightly, he keeps the paths of judgment. And remember, as we keep that wisdom and knowledge and understanding in our hearts, then all the paths we go down are the paths of peace. With that comes the path of peace. And he keeps the paths of judgment, and he preserves, he rescues, he preserves, he saves his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity or fairness, yea, every good path. When wisdom enters into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. And at verse 20, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Oh, wait, verse 20, I missed it. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Just time and time again, we see the benefits of walking with God. Some of the benefits to walking as God would have us to walk, as we've seen in Psalms and Proverbs so far, would be that we'd be blessed. Like a tree planted by rivers of water. We bring forth fruit in a season. Leaf doesn't wither, if that means to fade. Whatever we do, we'll prosper. We'll dwell with God, we'll be redeemed, receive mercy, stand in an even place, receive grace, receive glory, which is that awaited honor. And no good thing will he hold back from us. We'll be blessed. Oh, we'll be blessed. Beneath the labor of our hands, we'll be happy. He'll be well with us. If you have a wife, she's going to be a fruitful one. And children are like the olive plants. So important and so wonderful, you know, prolific. God would be a buckler to us. We can walk in his, we'll walk in our way safely. Our feet don't stumble. We can lie down and not be afraid, and our sleep will be sweet. We can walk surely or confidently. We shall be wise. Our children will be blessed. We'll be saved, which means to be preserved or rescued, and we'll be delivered. Now, what should our response be? And that's in Psalm 116. And I honestly believe that, you know, as you look at this section of scripture, any one of us could have written this by revelation from God, because every one of us have been in this position in one way or another, to different degrees. And let's see what the psalmist's response was. I love the Lord because he's heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Remember, God's hand is not shortened that he cannot deliver. You've seen that in the word. He inclines his ear unto me. He's waiting to hear from us. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. And most likely trouble and sorrow found him. You know, because like we went over on Sunday, the adversary runs this place. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low. And he what?
Helped me.
He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. It's okay, Susie Q, settle down. You know, we can tell ourselves that. Relax, settle down. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Remember, he'll withhold no good thing. It shall be well with you. Be happy. Prosper. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. And here's our response. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So we can think about those things. Yeah. I just wrote, our response to his goodness should be to walk as he would have us to walk. And he shows us how by way of his written word and by his kind mercies towards us on a personal basis. So anyway, so next time we're going to see how Jesus Christ walked with the Father. That might take two times. So anyway, I'm going to pray. Our Father, I'm thankful to have you as my God and my dad. And we all are. We're very grateful how you do incline your ear to us, how you hear our prayers, how you never turn away and you never turn our prayers down. It's a privilege to be able to fellowship with you, Father, and to know some of your word. Thank you for teaching us more, for helping our understanding, and for helping us to increase and abound in your will. In Christ's name, amen.